Tomorrow, KBSX will begin a series of stories on five Boise artists. We're calling the series Artist Statement. Freelance reporter Frankie Barnhill is behind the project, and she's with us this morning to talk more about it. Frankie, good morning.
Hi, Scott.
So, where did you get the idea for this series?
Well, it's something I've been thinking about for a while. When I moved to Boise a few years ago, I really had no idea what was going on artistically here. And to be honest, I kind of assumed not much. But pretty quickly, I found out there's a lot going on. And much of the most interesting stuff is driven by these emerging and oftentimes young artists. So this series is about highlighting a handful, and just a handful because there's a lot of them, of these up-and-coming artists in Boise. And they're all making the city more art-savvy in their own ways.
So we start tomorrow. By the end of your series, who will we have met?
First of all, you're going to meet oil painter Cody Ruddy. He's 29, and he spent most of his life in Boise. But a couple of years ago, he spent some time in a secluded studio in New Meadows, and that was the first time he made art his full-time job.
I learned a lot, especially about work ethic, self-discipline, direction, and what I'm actually capable of doing.
Since then, Cody's sold work to people in all 50 states and more than 20 different countries. And he's had a lot of local recognition, too. He's been an artist in residence through the city's arts and history department. And he recently finished up a commission at an architecture firm in the new 8th and Main building.
So we meet Cody tomorrow morning. He is an artist. Who else are we going to hear from?
Next Friday, we'll take a dive into Boise's young theater world. Playwright Heidi Cray just premiered her most recent work with Homegrown Theater, and that play's literally been years in the making. So we'll learn about her trajectory and what makes her tick. Then next, there'll be a profile on Anne McDonald, who happens to go by the stage name Frankly Frankie. To keep it simple, I'll call her Anne. Anne does performance art and dance, her specialty being burlesque and cabaret. And yes, that does include some striptease sometimes. She also does trapeze work, clowning, vaudeville singing and acting.
And that's three, so two more. Who else will round out the series then?
Yes, two more. So the last two will be Danny Kerr. He's a musician and an in-demand guy. He's also been sitting on his second solo album for months, making sure it's perfect before releasing it. And then finally, there's Jake Fullilove. He's a filmmaker and is in post-production for his first short film. He shot it last summer in Boise using lots of local talent, and he's got big plans for himself and for the city.
So those are five radio stories you are working on, but you're also doing a lot online. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I've been keeping a Tumblr blog specific to this project. It's sort of been my reporter's notebook to give people a look into my thought process as I've gone about these stories. You can check out photos, videos, and lots of little reporting tidbits there, and find the link at boisestatepublicradio.org. I've also been tweeting about the series, and I'd love to have more people using the hashtag BoiseArts to keep the conversation going.
And you're organizing an event for next month, correct?
Yes, in June, on June 19th at the Sesqua Shop in downtown Boise. It'll be an open house and kind of a capstone for the series. The artists will all be there, and I hope you will too, Scott, so mark your calendar.
I will be there, Frankie. Before you go back to your reporting on these emerging artists, I do have to ask, how did you come up with a name for the project? Again, you're calling it Artist Statement.
Well, good question. In radio, we get this unique opportunity to step into people's lives and get to intimately know their voice, quite literally. So I took the idea of a conventional artist statement and then posed this seemingly simple question. Why do these artists make their art in Boise? And from there, it got really interesting.
Freelance reporter Frankie Barnhill. Frankie, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Scott.
You can tune in tomorrow at this time to hear Frankie's first profile in the series. Artist Statement is being funded through a grant from the Boise City Department of Arts and History. For more on the project and for a link to the blog that Frankie mentioned that she's been keeping, just go to boisestatepublicradio.org.